Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. You may have wondered, what is a special admissions portfolio at its core really doing? I spent time going back through 10 years of files, and when I reread the supplementary document my child submitted, the one titled Learning Adrift, I finally understood. It is translation. On the family side, what we say is he started working at a guabao shop in 7th grade. On the institutional side, what the system can hear is workplace experience demonstrating autonomy and a sense of responsibility. There is a wall between those two things. If the translation is done poorly, even the most substantial record is nothing but noise to a review committee. What stayed with me most was a line my child wrote in their own personal statement. The difficulties I faced did not come from exam papers, they came from real life. A parent cannot ghostwrite that sentence. A reviewer can tell the difference. The first page of the document opens with a map. It lays out clearly what kind of journey this is. The second page uses a timeline matrix that compresses 6 years onto a single sheet. If you follow the row labeled workplace experience, you can trace the arc from server at a guabao shop to selling coffee on an old street to working as my personal assistant to helping a retail location move its operations online. Growth becomes something you can actually see. We even wrote the difficulties and failures in honestly, because in an era when AI can generate polished resumes in bulk, imperfections with precise coordinates, and an adaptation process with real texture, that is what cannot be generated. The map is real. The drifting is real too.